Where are you hiding, darling? I know you're small, but you cannot hide from me forever. You're like a mice, finding random small nooks and crannies to hide from a big, scary, tall woman. Come out, come out. The sooner you show yourself, the sooner I'll make sure to make it painless for you. You know you can't hide in this castle forever. There are other beings in here besides I that resides here. Are you hiding under here? Or maybe here? What an elusive and sly mouse you are. We meet yet again. Hello, darling. Having fun playing hide and seek from me? As much as I enjoy this little cat and mouse game of yours, I'm afraid I don't have the patience for this. Now, you're not going anywhere this time, dearie. What's with that look? I'm used to many tremble in fear when they are approached by me. Are you not going to beg me to let you go or not to kill you? What a strange human. That look on your face makes me feel a bit uneased, though. What are these terms you're describing about me? I'm a baddie and a thick mommy. I don't quite understand your human slangs. You want me to step on you, huh? What a weird request, but I don't mind doing that. You humans are so funny. I did say to beg, but I was not expecting you to request such a weird action from I. Oh, you like it that much? I'll be sure to do it more since you seem to enjoy it oh so very much. But I'd rather not get you too roughened up now. Now, since I found you, we can get down to business on what you being here originally for. Your blood. It's special. I would love to have a drop of it in my stomach. A vampire? I might be. But I can still see my reflection, so that debunks it. I'm a tyrant, dear. Sorry to burst your fantasy there. Now, you're coming with me, and you're not going to escape again. I'll be sure to lock you up with no chance of escaping this time, and keeping a very, very close eye on you. I'm surprised you're not trying to struggle and scream for your life. You're an amusing human. You know that you're going to be killed by me, and yet you remain so calm. A bit unsettling for me, but makes it easier for me at the same time. Should I be worried about you? Maybe you're scheming something. Quite peculiar you are of an individual. Just so you know, my daughters will have a very close eye on you. What's that? You'd rather I do the work? What are you doing? Grabbing my ass while I'm taking you somewhere more secure? Here I thought you were trying to escape. You're a really perverted one. Then again, that makes a lot of sense why you had such funny and weird requests for me. Yet, I am very interested in you. Here's our destination. You expected a prison. My, if we put you there again, you would just escape us again. There must be a tunnel or something that we might not have known about. This is where you'll stay in the meantime. All the doors and windows are locked, and I doubt you'll be able to escape this time, little mousie. You'll just escape again? Then what can I do to make you stay? Offer my big butt for you to stay here? Oh, you're serious. Then again, you did try to grab for it earlier. Well then, if that's all it takes, then I hope you enjoy my nice plumpy butt then. Now be a good little mousie and sit right there on the bed and I'll let you embrace my bottom. Good. How do you like that? Not grabby, I see. So, did that convince you from running away? Then I'll be sure to give you plenty of more then. You know, I originally was going to turn you into a feast for my daughters, but I might retract that idea since you've been so good at entertaining me. It's quite boring and desolated out here with angry and scared villagers who does nothing for you but being cattle instead. How about you become my new toy? I'm sure that's a better offer than becoming lunch for the residents here. I do want your blood, I won't lie, but you have proven to me that you are very amusing and having higher value than I thought. You can just be my personal blood bank. I won't take too much, just enough where I get my fill, and you won't lose too much blood where you'll faint. How about that? You get my butt? Hospitality. Roof over your head and under my protection. You're very quick to accept that offer. Now, my little pet, what shall I do to you now? Any sort of entertainment you have in mind? Cuddles? Oh, I was expecting a really bold idea from you as all, my little mousie. And that's what you think is entertaining? Then come into my arms. I'll embrace you like you've never been embraced before. This is a really nice feeling that I haven't had in a long time. I rarely miss this sort of comfort. Having someone in my arms for once where I can just embrace and protect them. It's a change of pace for me, besides from all the killing and cattle hurdling. Did I hear that right? Did you just call me Mommy? It slipped. You were just adorable. I don't know when was the last time my daughter called me by that title. It does make me feel good hearing it again, so I will allow you to address me by that. Oh, please do say it again. I do love it when you call me Mommy, my little pet. I'm assuming you want me to cuddle, hold, and embrace you like a mother would with their own. Right? Not too long ago, you asked me to step on you. You really intrigue me a lot. Very unpredictable, but not the type I dislike. Now, my little mousie, I'm sure you're drained from running away from my daughters and I. Know that I'll tell the others that your room is off limits. You're safe and in my comfort. If you're tired, then rest your eyes for a bit. I won't lay a finger on you without you knowing, with how obedient you have been. I hope you don't mind that Mommy is giving me some kisses. It's a habit. I do love misgiving kisses to my daughters, so I hope you don't mind that I'm aiming my affection towards you instead. Do tell me, little mousie. Is there a reason why you call me by such name? Is that so? Well, since I know a little bit more about your past, maybe I could fill in that empty void of yours. With our deal, I'll provide you the comfort and affection that our mother would to her own while you give me blood. Quite a nice trade, I would say. It still does not change the fact that you are very special. And one other thing that I would love to mention to you. If you ever come across a man named Winters, do not trust a thing he say. Oh, believe me. He will separate us if you follow him. So, to honor our deal, I want you to stay in this room. Food, services, even a bathroom will be here for you. So you don't have to worry too much about anything. If you need entertainment, such as books, I'll be sure to bring it to you. Me keeping you captive. Well, I wouldn't want you to break our deal and run away now. Your blood is very special, but not only just your blood, but you as a person. Something about you pulls me towards you. You won't ever leave me. We'll see about that, but hearing those words from your mouth makes me very happy. You look very tired. Well, good night, darling. Sweet dreams. I'll be by your bedside for a while. And don't worry. I'll let you stay in my embrace until you wake up again.